This is an issue for our culture, saving the next generation of kids. I think we need to re-implement the draft.
Oh my gosh, I couldn't agree
more. From 18 to 20, you're either going to the draft or you're going.
Give
you're
back.
Going in teaching. You're going in to the inner cities. You're going to the truly disadvantaged, and you're not just sitting in front of a computer watching Sports Center and eating McDonald's.
And
not
no
to
matter
sound
who
like
you are,
here,
you know, where you come
a,
from,
that's a fascinating. That's a fascinating idea. We might win Ravenel's award with that next year. It's an interesting idea, not just the idea of a period of national service that is performed, 18 to 21, whatever. That would be good for a lot of young men who are that age. And having had raised a couple through that age myself, that would be a good thing.
Because it's
a good maturing time.
We were talking about this the other day. And
a unifying, something that unifies.
Well, it levels the playing field, by the way, which is important. Anybody, no matter whether it's my kids, your kids, anybody's kids has to do it when they turn 18. And we are in a society, even on all levels of the economic spectrum, where nothing is asked of our kids. Everything's right at the fingertips of some sort of computer or device.
Some kids, because we have some schools that are not computerized, some schools
I
that
understand
don't have the after-school stuff.
Right.
We've got to have equal resources. Don't run past that.
I agree with you completely, but there is kind of a sense where there's nothing asked of our kids. And this would do just that.
And not only that, but given, the increasing economic disparity that's apparent in this country, we're developing larger bubbles. Bubbles that kids never leave. You know, the affluent kids never get out of their bubble. They don't know how anyone lives. They don't know anyone other than those within their bubble. Poorer people, poorer children exist in their bubble forever because they're constrained by that bubble from achieving greater economic and educational advances.
And again, this is, World War II was revolutionary for us as a society because it did. It brought us all together as a nation. And, a lot of the civil rights advancements we saw a decade after, whether you're talking about the 57 Civil Rights Act. But what led up to that? That started with Harry Truman and some of the things that Truman did with the armed forces. And in 45, I think it could happen again, get people out of their bubbles.